N4DJC, KO4NUE. DJC, KO4NUE. For NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
Down in Simpsonville.
This afternoon, name here's Andrew.
Good, just out here running some errands, about to pull the CVS and getting ready to go to the Weird Al Yankovic show tonight at the Peace Center.
Fun to watch. I didn't even know he still goes around.
Either. I had a friend who bought a ticket for him and his wife. His wife can't go, so he offered it to me. I said, you bet.
Sure, that's
going to
be an awesome show.
I think so. What you up to this afternoon?
Off work, headed home, ready to get back for a little vacation.
That V word again. Well, there's mythical things like unicorn.
So that way at times, don't it?
Kidding. What you got anything planned? Is a staycation or you going anywhere interesting?
Down to Myrtle Beach and stay for a little while, enjoy some time in the camper, and maybe do some fishing, who knows what else.
That's the way to do it.
Well, hook up my camper, KG4LSL.
Out first thing in the morning.
Your boss is where to find you.
Knows where I'm at. The problem is he's got no way to get in touch with me because I left the laptop at work. I'm going to turn off my work cell phone when I get home, and it's a done deal.
Pay to do it. My wife is one of those that carries her phone with her and stuff. Even when we go on cruise and stuff, I want to throw it in the water. I leave mine at home.
None of those J words anymore. So I just sit here and paint fishing baits.
What was that?
One wise guy on the radio. One intelligent fellow.
Intelligent it is. I ended up having back surgery after a car accident, and it ended up disabling me. So I'm still working on getting on disability, but got to find something to keep me busy. I can't sit here and play ham radio all day. Got to do something productive.
Hey, I was during the pandemic, I picked up ham radio. I was like, well, I got to learn a skill and something while I'm hanging out here at home and a way to get in touch with people. And I'm really into electronics, so it all just fell into place.
It's a fun hobby. I got started in ham radio right at the very beginning of the pandemic. And it's definitely helped out.
KO4ZEW, Ben Evans here in Simpsonville. I'm going to clear out, let you guys have the band. So 73, I will catch you later.
73 to you, KO4CEF.
73, sir. Enjoy the Weird Al Yankovic concert. That would be fun to see. KG4LSNNL. Sorry, I'm trying to put eyes on some fishing baits. My nephews are down from North Carolina, and they're wanting to go fishing tomorrow, so I decided I'd make some bait for them.
Are you painting? I mean, is it some kind of jigs or what?
Crankbaits. Kind of like a rattle trap type deal. And they're not going to be able to use them tomorrow. The clear coat has to set up at least a week. But, you know, I've got some other ones in my tackle box we can throw with them and what have you.
So do you build the entire body or do you, like, order it and then paint it the way you want? Or how's that work?
The lure blanks, and they come pre-assembled with the metal marbles inside, or the BBs, or balls, or whatever you want to call them. And I just grab my airbrush, and you know, I do the priming, the little prep work to try and get it smooth. Then some of them I'll prime with an opaque color so it can't see through it. I'm playing around with a couple of colors that are not opaque and I don't prime it, so when the light hits it, it almost reverses the coloring that is on it and brightens it up. It's really, really kind of interesting, pretty cool. Well, fun little hobby that I've found myself doing.
Actually sounds pretty cool. I don't think I'd be creative enough to come up with any cool designs, nor could I hold my hands steady enough long enough to do anything, but it definitely sounds pretty cool.
It would absolutely blow your mind as to how easy this actually is. It's super simple to do. The airbrush and, you know, the stenciling that you use does all the work.
Yes, and I'll have to definitely do some research on that one, because that sounds like a pretty cool little thing to do, kind of design your own crankbaits or divers or whatever. I think it'd be pretty neat. And I know some people build, like, flies for the fly fishing stuff. That'd be neat, but not that I go fly fishing a whole lot. But it definitely sounds pretty cool.
On QRZ and shoot me an email. I can kind of send you some pictures of some stuff that I'm working on now and, kind of what they look like when they first start to when I paint them and then when I put the clear coat on them.
Can you call us out one more time? I'll try my best to remember it. Unfortunately, I'm driving down the road. I can't write anything down, so I have to depend on my memory.
On QRZ? Over here to QRZ. What's your call sign again?
Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, K-O-4-C-E-F.
All right, yeah, I've got your email address here, and I'm about to send you an email now and just kind of shoot you the pictures of it.
Definitely look forward to checking that out once I get to the house.
I thought I heard you talking the other day. Do you work with chickens, by chance?
No. Now, you know, sometimes maybe my people might act that way, but no. I work at BMW, so I've got 40, 50 associates, but they're definitely not chickens.
BMW, so do you build or supervise building? I don't know what they do up there at BMW up here. I haven't been up here long.
Right now, I'm a supervisor for the floor, but I've been everything from the production associate building the cars all the way to where I'm at now. So I've had many roles over my 22, going on 23 years, but yeah, they build the car pretty much start to finish, except for most of the engine block comes in from places like Germany and whatnot. They kind of finish it off, but yeah, it's pretty much from start to finish.
BMWs have always fascinated me in their quality and their speed and how much of a royal pain in the butt they are to work on.
You got that right. They are not designed to be worked on. I don't think that has any consideration in the engineer's mind whenever they're building the car. I think they just do whatever they got to do to make it work for whatever the end goal is, and I think you see that a lot in the designs, but yeah, it's pretty neat. We make some ugly cars. Like the original i3 little EV model, that thing looked like crap, but overall, we make some nice looking cars, and they handle really well, but you know, it's been a pleasure working there all these years, and I like what they build, but yeah, it's neat to watch them come together.
Without a doubt. I used to be a General Motors technician back in my earlier days, and worked on Cadillacs, and I thought those were a royal pain to work on, and we had a couple of BMWs that the dealership had sold and needed some various things, and I was just flabbergasted as to, you know, what all you have to go through just to do a tune-up on one of them sometimes.
Imagine, and then cars are just getting more and more complicated, and there's more and more electronics involved, and the wiring harness is, you know, went from fairly simple to overly complex. I mean, it's just crazy how much more complicated it gets.
Holy smokes. Back in 2004, when I was working on Cadillacs, they had a run of AC compressors. They just weren't the greatest AC compressors in the world. And to change one in a Cadillac DeVille took about an hour to change it, but it was an $1,100 AC compressor. Blew my mind.
Crazy. I would have never thought that, but then I see how much certain components we put on, at least what BMWs charge for them. I hate to know what they charge the customer then, but I mean, some of these parts, $500-$600, and it's like, man, there's not much to it, but I'm sure there's more than I realize, but I mean, they get fairly expensive quick.
Dick was notorious for putting the batteries under the back seat. So you had the positive battery cable that went from the battery to the main distribution block was $1,500 at one point. The batteries had a bad positive post. It was a 101 series GM battery, AC Delco battery. And the positive post would rot off and start leaking battery acid down into the floor pan. So you had to buy a floor pan repair kit. And you had to put new battery cables on it because it started leaking and it would wick up into the fuse box. And I mean, a bad battery post could end up costing you north of $4,000 to repair.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but yeah, they, you know, batteries don't just go up front up under the hood anymore. We got, good Lord, we got cars coming now down the line that have three batteries in them. There's one in the trunk that's the main battery. There's another small little battery, and then we'll end up putting one up under the hood as well. So you got a car with three batteries sitting in it, and you know, at some point in time they're going to fail, and you got to get them out of there. But they're shoved in the back up under the spare tire or in the corner of the trunk. It's like, oh my God, I would not want to work on those.
And I wouldn't want to work on a hybrid at all. That's where they were starting to do the training me into doing the hybrid stuff. And I just, you know, I don't like electricity enough to play around with that much voltage. Just does not sound like a lot of fun. And if you're up in Greenville, 6 minutes ago, got a Fox Carolina alert that there is a standoff. No, I'm sorry, a coroner is responding after a driver shoots itself during a traffic stop. It's right there in Greenville, 1700 block of Whitehorse Road.
Luckily, I went the other way home. I always go. I live up in Spartanburg, up towards Lake Bowen, so I always get to go northbound on 85, which is a little better. But man, that's unfortunate to hear.
It works in Greenville, and that's just, this world's going crazy.
Okay. Been dealing with that since 2:30 this afternoon. I've been having to go around it. They've got Whitehorse blocked at 85, both lanes. You can't get through, so 85 is backed up because of it, because you got all the people trying to exit off at Whitehorse, and then they're blocking them and turning them back out. So it was just a traffic stop. The guy wouldn't surrender, and I guess you just said I hadn't heard that part yet, but I guess he didn't want to go.
And you know, you never know what he did or why he did it, but I don't know. God, I hate it for everybody that's trying to go through there now.
one jail to a prison. Lord have mercy.
Actually jumping back into it right now, so trying to get through 85. You guys have a good day. Good to hear you, Jimmy. Heard you in a while. N4ZLK, and good to hear you too, Andrew. Happy Monday, you guys. N4ZLK.
7-3, you be safe out there in the traffic.
Yeah, I'm kind of in and out. Been a little crazy here past couple of weeks, just, you know, winding down the summer and, you know, had the boys up for me all summer and you know, now got family coming in and visiting from North Carolina and from Georgia, and this weekend my aunt comes in from San Antonio, so just kind of been busy doing the family thing, trying to get these baits going, trying to get some photos edited and sent off to my my partner up in Indiana. We're about to start a YouTube channel, so, you know, just hands everywhere. I've been listening. I just haven't had time to pick up the microphone and talk. Catch you later, Shane 73. Be careful. N4ZLK, KG4, LSL.
It's about time for me to say 73 as well. I'm pulling up in the driveway, so I'm going to... I guess I got to get out and see what chores we got left before we leave. So you have a good one. It's been great talking to you, and I appreciate you keeping me company on my way home. And I can't wait to see those pictures you sent me in the email. So anyway, 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your file.
All right, Andrew. 73, sir. Enjoy the camping trip. I'm absolutely jealous. We've only been able to use ours once this year. And that was over 4th of July week. Hopefully we'll get to maybe a state park around here somewhere sometime this year. Don't know about it. We'll see. I threw my phone number in there in that email as well. Keep it with you. If you have any troubles or anything on the road, holler at me and I'll see if I can help you. 73, sir, KG4LSL, and I have got to clear coat some baits.
N4DJC, KO4NUE. DJC, KO4NUE. 4NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
You're 4DJ, DJWKA, 3JCA.
KA3JCA, W4DJW.
Yeah, I have something else you might want to look at. I'm referencing an antenna. It's called a tiger tail. It's an article from January 5th of 2016 by Tim King, and it's about making a counterpoise for your rubber duck antenna to making it a half wave and so forth. I found the article on BridgeComSystems.com.
I was just Googling that. I heard that's what Simon was talking about, right?
I think so, but I don't know if he called it a tiger's tail or not, but... apparently, they're calling this What's a Tiger Tail, and it's to increase the performance of a rubber duck antenna by adding a counterpoise wire. It's called a tiger tail, and it talks about how it works and how you can add one to your handy talkie for a better range.
I see that. That's pretty simple. That's just an eyelet with a piece of wire hanging off the end of it. Nothing very fancy. Just sits between the antenna and the chassis of the handheld. I might try that out one day. I wonder how long they make that. I landed on a page that says Paratus Radio. I don't know if that's the same one that you've got, but it's a blog about it.
There's a blog about it, too, for BridgeCom. Yeah, it tells you that it's 19.5 inches for 2 meters, 11.5 inches for 220, 6.5 for 440, and then it goes on to talk about some other stuff.
Okay, I've seen down here their formula is one leg equals 234 divided by 151.94. That must be their frequency equals 1.54 feet. So they're saying 254 divided by the frequency is how long you make it, I think, if I'm reading that correctly.
See there, you guys got my brain thinking here, and which is good because I get tired of laying in the bed. And I was just reading through some stuff, and I stumbled across this by accident. So I figured while it was fresh, I'd keep you in mind and give you a jingle. So, all right, W4DJWKA3JCA.
Well, that's simple enough. I got a box full of eyelets like that and a bunch of wire, some silicone braided wire that, you know, won't break. It's made for multirotors, so, you know, it can get thousands and thousands, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of flexes, and it won't work hard or break after a while. It just stays soft all the time, kind of like leads on a flute.
You know, so that's something to try out. So if you do and it works, let me know.
All right, well, next time I go downstairs for coffee, I might be on a handheld with a tiger tail. This guy calls it a tiger/rat tail. I guess some people call it a rat tail. Same effect, just a counterpoise that's just a little bit bigger than the case of the antenna. And it's just kind of like flopping around there down there. It's not really doing anything, but it might be worth a try. Just see what happens. I appreciate that.
Now I'll probably be up all night and all this week I'll be Googling stuff about antenna projects. So, alrighty, sir. We will talk with you later. W4DJWKA3JCA.
It is definitely something you can get addicted to. I know I've done it before. Stay up for hours just making that one last tweak. One more tweak. One more time. I know. It's something that can occupy your mind for quite a while. Anyway, appreciate it, Richard. W4DJW, clear and listening.
W4DJW, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
KO4PXB mobile.
B4CBA mobile.